Hello and welcome to The Naked Gospel, where we have conversations about sex, singleness, marriage, pornography, and everything in between. We bring on cultural thinkers, parents, important folk, and normal folk alike. I am your host, Shane O'Neill. All of these episodes are available on every major podcast platform. Whether you're listening or watching, do subscribe and continue to track with us. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the episode. Hello, everyone. So a few weeks ago, we had Whaler on. Whaler's the director of outreach for Proven. Proven and The Naked Gospel have a very, very close relationship. And we just processed pornography in men's lives, pornography in the church. But pornography isn't only in men's lives. It's also in women's lives. And yet there's still this cultural myth that only men struggle with porn. I think that's largely becoming debunked, or at least challenged, the last few years with the stats and just more and more of us having relationships where we are seeing female struggle with pornography and with sexual integrity. And so I wanted to explore that. I wanted to, I don't know, just get a beat on that and be honest about it, have a candid conversation. So I asked AG, who's the director of outreach for Women and Wives with Proven, to come and join us to have a conversation along those lines. AG, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
For sure. Okay. So AG, would you mind sharing what you do? I'm actually kind of curious, how do you describe your job to people who you're just meeting when they ask, like, hey, what do you do?
Yeah. So I am the outreach coordinator for Proven Women. So all things women that come through Proven Ministries, I handle. I kind of do a lot. And when I meet people and they ask what I do for a job, I try to keep it as broad as possible because I do a lot. And yeah. I'm an outreach coordinator for a sexual integrity ministry. And that's the way I put it. And if they ask what sexual integrity is, I explain it from there. But it is hard to kind of explain what I do for a living because of the amount of different things that I do.
How awkward the topic is, the theme, you know?
Yes,
so I,
yes.
I imagine that, because Whaler and I were talking about that too, about like, how do you, you know, when people say, what do you do? It's, I guess it's especially difficult for you, AG, because it's not just the content in particular, but the plurality of the hats that you wear within the org.
Yeah. I definitely found it hard when I first got the job to explain exactly what I was doing. And I actually made it really broad at times. It was like, yeah, I'm helping people recover from addiction. And I just said addiction in general.
Yeah.
But I was also interacting with a lot of people outside of Christianity. And so I was wary of what I was saying and questions I would get, but now I've kind of completely lost my filter. I'm like, I offer resources and help to women who struggle with pornography and other unwanted sexual behavior. So I'm very straightforward with it now. If people continue to ask questions about what I do and what it means to do what I am doing.
That's awesome. Good for you. Yeah. I really admire that. So AG, I guess the question immediately on the table is, do women struggle with pornography?
Yes, they do. There's a statistic where 13 to 35-year-olds, 75% of them struggle or are actively struggling with pornography. And that's huge. That is dead even nearly with the men now. All the research is showing that women in today's day and age, especially under 35, are struggling. It's nearly the same as men. Sometimes it looks different, but it's still there.
Hey, gee, I've encountered this personally when talking about men who struggle with pornography. It seems like Christians are really quick to want to draw a line and say, well, no, that's secular. Like, those are secular men. It's not the same in the church. Yeah. So in your experience and the stats that you're aware of, women in the church, like in the secular world, can you speak to that?
It is. I mean, it's the same. It carries over. A lot of churches want to be somewhat naive to it that men and women are struggling nearly dead even in this realm, within the church. It's happening with women just like men. The thing is, the church will talk about it actively with men because they see it in society, because with men in society, it's the same. Society very much so says it's very normal for men to consume pornography, and it's in fact healthy, where with women, they don't really talk about it still. So that carried over into the church, where the church is like, okay, so we're going to talk about it with men, but we're not going to talk about it with women. So it's the same thing. Women and men both within the church are struggling with it.
And it sounds like allergies has done us both, and that this
Yes.
screen changing the way it is. Some solidarity there. Okay, so men and women, and I do remember this when we were younger, that men would go, and we'd honestly, like, as a kid, when we were being separated, and ladies would go one direction and boys would go another. I think I always assumed, because they told us that obviously we'd get, like, the sex talk, and we'd get, talking about sexual integrity and sexual morality and just different stuff, different camps and church events and youth group events would approach it different ways. But I always just assumed, because they never told us what they were talking to the girls about, I always just assumed that the girls were getting the exact same talk. And it wasn't until, like, I became an adult that I heard, like, my female friends talking and saying, well, it was about like modesty, or it was about body image and that sort of thing. And I was really blown away by that. And I'm honestly still kind of catching up with the implications of that. Can you speak to that? You alluded to it just a moment ago. So just that dichotomy.
Yeah, I mean, growing up in a youth group actively in a church, I experienced it firsthand. I think they did, in my time there, we did two studies that were on like purity, basically, is what you would call it, because it was talking about sex, but not really talking about sex. And it was a video series, and they would separate guys and girls. And a lot of times the guys, they would bring pornography into it and they would talk to them about it. But then on the girl side, I'm sitting there and they'd show, like, you know, you don't want to go too far with your boyfriend. And that would be like the purity side. And then they'd say, like, you need to dress modestly and like do this and like your body image and how you look. And the closest they got to anything as far as pornography would, they would talk about taking pictures of yourself. Because that was a pretty that became a pretty big issue once cell phones and everyone was
Snapchat,
getting
yeah.
those. So when I was growing up, early 2000s, that was a bigger deal. So they mentioned that, but for the most
Interesting.
part, like, don't go too far with your boyfriend, wear modest clothing, you know, don't act a certain way. And that's what we got when I know for a fact that the guys had pornography brought into what they were watching with the video, and they would talk about that actively. A very different experience.
Yeah, for sure. Did you know, or do, like, at that point, did the girls know what the boys were being talked about? Like, I just talked about how I just always assumed that ladies are getting a very similar sort of talk. But as I've listened to my friends and read books and heard conversations, there's something, I don't know, kind of beat up about, on the one side, you've got the guys, hey guys, you have impulses for this stuff. And then on the other side, women, it's like, hey, make sure you don't lead guys on, and be careful. Men have these impulses, so make sure you protect them from their own impulses. Obviously, it's probably more nuanced than that, I'm sure, but it sounds rather beat up, when it's at that level, because I've heard a lot of people have it, females have it presented that way. I am kind of interested, like, did you find it helpful? Like, what did you find helpful, and what maybe do you wish or long to see? Because I know that you and Proven deliberately partner first and foremost with churches. Like, we still believe in the church, still advocating for the church, and we want to see reformation or renovation of sexual integrity within the church. So can you speak to, like, was it helpful, and what maybe what you long to see?
The fact that they talked about it at all is helpful. Yes. Right. There are some churches, and I have some friends that I grew up with where their church, they never talked about any of it. They would maybe talk about like the premarital sex and don't do that. But that's it. They didn't do a study on it. They didn't do a study on, any kind of getting close to it at all. So there are some friends of mine who grew up with it being held very far away from them, and their parents were supposed to tell them, and that's about it. But yeah, no, the church, I mean, if they can talk about it at all, it's a good thing. The problem is that quite frequently, as far as the women's side goes, there is no talk about it at all. And it is, I experienced it firsthand when I was sitting at a youth retreat, and the speaker himself, they had a guys group and a girls group, but we had come together for like the main speaking event that night and worship. And he even said, guys, specifically addressing the guys in the room, if you're messing around with pornography, you need to get this app and you need to be held accountable and you need to do. And he said, guys. And that's when, as someone who was sitting there in high school struggling as a female
with pornography,
I'm like, oh, it's guys only. It's a guys only thing. And he said that. And so that speaker lost my attention because it was like, guys, if you're struggling with this, you need to do this, that, and that. Ladies, you need to understand that guys can be struggling with this, and you need to dress appropriately and you need to act appropriately. I'm the one who's on the other side. And I'm like, all right, what do we do with that information now? So clearly, the goal of Proven is to provide churches with the resources to bridge that gap and no longer have that, guys, you need to do this, girls, it's like, hey, either way, whether you're struggling or not, you need to be aware that this happens on both sides. And this is going on.
AJ, how did that make you feel? Because did you know any other women that were struggling and just that it was framed that way? For me, it would be so much worse if I didn't know if anyone else was struggling. And from the stage, a man presenting the word of God, basically declaring that like I'm struggling with something that I'm not supposed to, and that like no other woman does. It's just me. I would feel like very alone. I was just curious to know how you felt.
I did not know anyone struggling. I did not tell anyone I was struggling. And that did not help with that situation because I actually attempted to, I opened up about it after that because I was like, I just have to because, all this stuff is going on. And the mentor that I opened up to didn't know what to do with the information and made it worse.
Dang.
Because she decided to ignore it. So. Dang. That is a common theme. I interact with a lot of women in the space now, and I with a lot of leaders in the space who open up about their own journeys and they talk about this daily. And that is a very common story to have, is that you were in high school, you open up about it, they didn't know what to do with you. So you shut up and you think you're alone and you don't ask for help. And that is how it works. So we're trying to prevent that from happening now and actually talk about it so that women understand they're not the only one and they're not weird and they're not struggling with a man's issue.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Man, that's a big deal. Okay. Thank you. Okay. So, so how does this work? Churches reach out to you? Do individual women reach out to you? Want to know maybe the particularity of how it works and what you're inviting women into.
Yeah. So both. I have churches who reach out, churches and organizations. They'll reach out to us because they want to host a Proven Women group. It's a devotional like any other. It has daily things you go through 5 days a week. But the nuance is there is a weekly meeting where everyone who is in that group going through that devotional together, meets once a week, and they will talk about what they're doing. They'll have someone who's leading and facilitating. And churches will reach out and they'll want to offer this and facilitate it. They can run it like any other Bible study or any other Sunday school. You can do it once a year, twice a year, spring, fall. A lot of churches who work with us will have a rotation that just becomes set. And then individuals will reach out because they find our resource and they realize there is something for women, because there's not a lot on the women's front. There is not a lot. There's a lot on the men's. There's a lot of different options. But as far as women's resources go, there are very, very few, and they're hard to find. And so when they do find us and they connect with me, what I do from then on is I try to find someone else to help them, because the only way this works is when you have community. Because like I said before, most women who are struggling feel completely alone. So if I can get them plugged in with someone else or with a church that offers a group, they're going to be way more successful than they are on their own again. So we get both. And sometimes those single women who reach out to me and I can connect with them and get them plugged in, they end up being a group leader. They end up bringing it to their church. So it can work both ways. We can have women who individually start things at their church, or churches who start things and then women go and do it from their home, or from, or they'll move and they'll go to a new church and bring it. So it happens either way. And I like both. I think it's great that it works both ways.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay. No, that's really helpful. And sorry, organizations, that would be colleges, universities, missions, yes, organizations, yeah. Correct?
Yes. Yeah. So we'll have, you'll have like college ministries or other like ministry groups that don't, you know, it could be a community type ministry group or a health related and education related. It can take any form. And it's just a broader group that might be involved with multiple churches, and they want another, they want a resource for this. Because I mean, I just connected with a woman last week who, they have something on the men's side, but they don't have anything for the women's. So they're looking at Proven Women to meet that need, because that need is showing up now. Yeah. And that's the thing, is like for a while it was kept very, very, very quiet, but with technology, it's showing its head a lot more, because women are being brought to wit's end, and they're basically being forced to actually ask for help. And you're seeing the ramifications of the consumption of pornography now.
Yeah, man. It's so rough, because it's I just feel like women get the short end of all of this, you know, where it's like they are objectified, and what men end up preying on, and if they struggle with it, then they're abnormal and they have to keep quiet about it, and so shameful. And then, but then, like, there's this liberation movement in the world telling them, like, no, like, actually, like, create porn and yeah. and do this, and you can make a ton of money doing this, and you don't need to be ashamed. And it's its own sort of like pseudo gospel of liberation, of being naked and unashamed. And it's just really sad and heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's one thing people don't think about, is that in some ways, women statistically, there's more women in the sex industry than men. And I mean,
yeah, by far.
So if you count, yeah. So if you're looking at those statistics plus women that consume pornography, women are affected by that industry as a whole lot more.
Yeah. Yeah. That's real.
And then that's excluding trafficking completely.
Yeah.
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 So like women are the performers mainly, and women are also consuming. So it's, yeah, it's a lot. And sometimes performers are consuming. So
yeah, I'd like to have you on again to work through some of that, because I have a lot of questions around that. But I think, you know, giving its due by actually having a proper episode around that particular theme and content would be really helpful. So I suppose the question on the table when it comes to like so Proven has created this, the kind of content creators for sexual integrity. And it's humanized, it's personalized. A lot of us have gotten into the issues of pornography to begin with because we were lonely, and didn't know how to do relationship, and we had to keep our sin private and secret and in the dark. And so I love what we do here at Proven and how relational it is. So in the midst of you having walked through this with a ton of women by this point, this is the question on the table is, does it work? What sort of fruit have you seen this bear in women's lives?
It works. If a woman is bought in, there is buy-in, which is she is actively doing the work, and not just there to kind of hang out on the edges. And a woman can be quieter than others, but if she is doing the daily work and pursuing a relationship with Christ and going to the groups, healing will take place. It is guaranteed. When you are able to open up and share your story with other people, and they are able to sit there and speak truth over it, healing takes place. So that's why that discipleship that is taking place, and that weekly meeting is so important, because going through and memorizing scripture is great. Scripture memorization, awesome. Journaling, great. Reading through the book, writing and answering questions, being honest with yourself, great. But if you don't have anything but a mirror of yourself to hold it up to, you're not going to improve, because you're just, it's a mirror. You have to have other people from the outside looking in, speaking truth over your life in order for more growth and healing to take place. And that's why, I mean, God designed us that way. That's why we're called to disciple each other and be relational beings. That's how we're designed by the Creator.
Amen. Yeah, for sure. I am remarkably good at lying to myself. Yeah, and
We all are.
I need other people. Yeah. So okay. So say somebody is listening to this right now, and whether they've tried other things and it hasn't worked, or they've never shared this with anyone in their life, what is the next step? What do they do?
Well, there's a number of things. They can reach out to us. They can go to provenwomen.org, and there are my emails on the website. You can just get it. You can automatically get it the first week of our devotional for free, and you can start looking at it. So if you don't want to connect yet, you don't want to share your story, but you just kind of look and see what's really going on, go get it. You get it sent to your email. And you have a copy. You can print it out. You can write. And I will check in with you. So if you want to connect, it's very easy to connect with me.
So they
My
can have
email.
direct access to you. Somebody could reach out to you today. That's cool.
We actually have a number that you can text, and I will answer. So yeah. So it's very easy, and we'll put all that information in this
In the
later
show
on,
notes,
in
absolutely,
the show
yeah.
notes. So, if you want any of that, that'll be available to you. But yeah, it's very easy to get access to me. And I love it when women reach out to me. I love hearing stories, and I love to be able to help them the best that I can.
And you'll set everything up so that they are taken care of. They don't have to.
Absolutely.
Okay.
When you reach out, you're automatically a part of the Proven Women community. Whether you buy a book or not, whether you join a group or not, you're automatically a part of it. I have women that have never bought something from us, and I check in on them. And,
Still meet with them.
I still meet with them. And the truth is, yeah, would the devotional help? Absolutely. Helps 100%. And I always encourage people to do that. And if you find someone to go through it with you, but if you just can't take that step yet, I'm gonna be there and try to help you take that step, and however long it takes.
That's definitely been true in my own life. Always humbled with how gentle and patient God is. And just doesn't give up, you know. So really grateful that the model that you have adopted is so very similar. Okay. Hey, G, that sounds really awesome. So somebody could reach out to you. I'll go ahead and make sure that the provenwomen.org is down below. Is it okay to put your email in that?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll put my email down
Fantastic.
there. And yeah, really, if you, anyone listening to this needs anything, they can reach out.
Cool. First week is free.
Yes.
You have that. They can upload that without any issue, and they can reach out to you from there.
Absolutely. Just go to provenwomen.org and it will pop up the first week and you can sign up right away.
AG, I'm interested just before, to like as a final question, I want to know what like finally brought freedom in your life. I know that you shared that high school was pretty lonely, and even the mentors that you had in your life didn't know how to deal with what you were going through or even maybe acknowledge it. And what really started making a difference in your life?
It was mainly just because I didn't know Proven Women existed. I got married and I began focusing on my husband and scripture, and I saw how things affected my husband and things. So, took some low moments, but really it was just through a lot of scripture and praying. And also, I have good friends now. I haven't always had good friends, but I managed to eventually find very good friends who I could lean on in this situation. And with the help of a few other social media sites that have been open, women who run them who are open about their struggle. So that helped a lot. But yeah, I basically did the book, but without it.
Yeah.
Essentially, the scripture was a lot of the same. So yeah.
Do you ever find yourself wishing that you'd had like this resource when you
A
were
hundred
younger?
percent. 100%. Oh, I think every high school girl in some way should be able to get their hands on a Proven Women book, no matter what, because it will help with so many things. Just your mind and your thoughts, just around romance in general.
Yeah, that's really helpful, AJ. AJ, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story and what you
No
do
problem.
with us. It's just been really, really great to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been an awesome conversation.
For sure. Well, we always end with how can people like get in touch with what you're doing, which we basically just went through. But then we also have how can people be praying for you? What's one way people can be praying for you who are listening?
Just so that we can reach the women who don't know we exist. That's the biggest challenge in this, is that there are so many women who have no idea that there are resources for women. Like I said, there's very few of them. And so finding them is hard sometimes. And just getting, if we can get Proven Women in front of more of those women, that's really the biggest challenge right now, is letting them know we exist. So definitely prayers surrounding that, and just letting them know there is help. It is out there.
Bless you, AG. Thank you for what you do, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Folks, we will have AG probably several more times this year. She is really awesome, and she's just a deep well of wisdom and experiences. There are resources for proven wives that she facilitates as well. I'm excited for a conversation about that in the future. So stay tuned for those. If you found this conversation beneficial, please share it with somebody you think would likewise benefit from it. All the contact information will be down below. Would encourage you to check that out. I do really think this topic is important, and I would love for this episode in particular to go far and wide. Grateful for all of you, and we will catch you next time on the Naked Gospel Podcast.